The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Herm Edwards was on Golic and Wingo this morning, and he didn't know how recruiting worked until today.
You remember when UH hired Clyde Drexler? And
oh, yeah.
Clyde has talked about this, about how he had no idea what he was getting into with the recruiting and everything else, and he wasn't much of a success at it. And I think Clyde was better set up to be successful than Herm Edwards is. Baseball Hall of Fame inductees being announced. Chipper Jones in, Vlad Guerrero in, Jim Thome in, Trevor Hoffman in.
So, no Clemens, no Bonds, huh? I'm guessing that would be the headliner if one of them was in.
It's kind of embarrassing.
Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens, zero failed tests between them. Just a couple drug dealers saying that they did it. These are the two best players, probably the best pitcher I saw ever play in my lifetime, and probably the best hitter I'll ever see in my lifetime. They're putting in freaking relief pitchers,
yeah,
and not Roger Clemens.
Trevor Hoffman.
Give me a break.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday. You missed the first 2 hours. All available on podcastarena.com. A lot of food talk, a lot of all kinds of talk. And then now we've been really sportsy because the Hall of Fame announcements came out.
Yeah.
So for those of you who were whining about no sports in the first hour, you got more than you bargained for in the second hour. So this hour, we'll just do what we do. We'll see where it goes. And welcome in our SportsMap 94.1 listeners, at least for the first 45 minutes of the hour. And then there's some basketball on over there. So welcome, Team Map. Happy to have you.
Did you guys see they're rebooting Murphy Brown?
No.
That just broke like an hour ago.
Really?
They're bringing 13 episodes to CBS.
Why? I don't need that.
Why? Why? Why?
With that, also with Roseanne coming back, Fuller House came back not too long ago, and I think A Girl Meets World came back. All these like 90s shows are coming back.
Those shows all sucked.
Well, I grew up with them, but...
They still suck.
They're pretty corny now, but those were my childhood.
What do you do, bring back Cheers now?
Yeah.
Bring back Seinfeld?
Urkel. I think they should bring back Cheers at a hookah bar.
Oh, a weed bar. That'd be even better. Norm, man, welcome. Yeah. Cool. They're also, did you see they're rebooting RoboCop?
I saw that.
Apparently. That's something you should probably talk about on your podcast, which you'll... probably do tomorrow, right?
Oh, no, we did one today.
Oh, you did one today?
Yeah.
All right, so fine. Plug your podcast.
Didn't they already reboot RoboCop?
No.
Yeah, I thought they made one, didn't they?
They did pretty recently.
Did they? Oh, they're making a sequel.
They did one in 2014.
Yeah.
God, I never saw that. It must have sucked.
I remember the first one, I thought it was really... I watched the original one... when I was really young, and I thought it was really creepy.
It was creepy, and it was well done, and it was surprising. And the guy who did it, the director, is also the guy who did Starship Troopers, which I freaking love.
That was amazing.
Yeah. Now, he also did the sequel to those two. But he it's very strange. He's like this Dutch guy who made these movies that were really cool and creepy, and now he's just disappeared. He hasn't done anything in years.
Paul Verhoeven.
Yeah, what's it have on his IMDb for recently?
He did a movie in 2016 called L. It says Lion 1943, and in parentheses it says delayed. And he's got a movie in pre-production called Blessed Virgin.
Interesting. Yeah, he also did Total Recall. Forgot about that.
Total Recall sucks. That's a bad movie.
Basic Instinct, he did. But yeah, it's been... he didn't do anything from... after Starship Troopers, he did one in 2000. He did something in Dutch in 2006 called Black Book, and then nothing again until 2012, and then this L thing. So he's hardly doing anything anymore. And then they made sequels to Starship Troopers, but they were awful.
Well, what was his name again?
Paul Verhoeven.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the original writer, Edward Neumeier, he's coming back to do the sequel to the 2014 one. So he wrote the original 1987 movie.
That was a good movie. It was very creepy, you know, like when he got shot and he's reliving getting shot all the time. And what's his face? The dad from that 70s show was a total badass in that. I can't remember his name. And then Ronnie Cox was a bad guy. That was a good movie. Yeah. I'm going to go watch that now.
Okay. Well, this guy also did the RoboCop 3.
Fail.
The RoboCop in 2014, and he did Starship Troopers.
Interesting.
Kurtwood Smith is the dad from that 70s show. Red Foreman.
Red Foreman.
Dumbass.
I always like him.
Well, I guess we're going to be friends after all, dick. That's my RoboCop line that I remember from him. But, somebody says
I don't need more RoboCop movies.
Well, I need. I guess I need to go watch the other one.
It's like these Blade Runners are running out. It's like,
dude, yeah, I'm kind of moderately interested in seeing that, but it's on pay right now, and I just don't know if I want to pay for it.
Yeah, that apparently that movie Blade Runner, it got pretty good reviews.
Yeah, Blade Runner 2043.
It got nominated, like I think for cinematography, but it got nominated for an Oscar.
Interesting. 409 says he did RoboCop and Basic Instinct. Any chance he's the founder of the sex robot? Kind of makes sense. Can you fly, Bobby? Yeah, I'm getting all these RoboCop lines. That was one of those movies. Is one of the first ones that I remember that it caught me. It was so surprising. Just that I was surprised that it was good. Because I saw, here's a little known fact for you. I think the sequel, they recorded here in Houston. Or they filmed it here in Houston. And a bunch of my friends got in as extras.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Running from Violence.
All right.
It was either the second one or the third. I think it was
the second.
Yeah. Lake City Blake says, NBC's apparently bringing back The Office. I don't know how I feel about that. Love the show, but they should leave it alone.
If they're not going to bring it back with Steve Carell either.
No.
That's why it's like, what's the point?
And when he left, the show was
garbage. Who needs it?
Yeah, I don't like these reboots. I think there's some things that would be kind of cool to see redone now.
There's people running out of ideas.
Yeah. It really is. I didn't mind the Planet of the Apes reboot because until the last one, which was just so awful.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
But because I thought, okay, that'd be kind of cool with today's technology to do those films. But, man, some of this stuff, like redoing Total Recall, huh? And, you know, it's just silly.
Man, that I actually caught a little bit of that redone Total Recall.
Yeah, that was bad.
It was bad, and it was nothing like the original.
Yeah. Yeah. Getting a lot of, I'll buy that for a dollar. Oh, man. But that movie was ahead of its time. The first
RoboCop?
One. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of stuff in there that, yeah.
I guess. I haven't watched it in so long that I don't know how it holds up. But often those movies don't hold up well. Like,
yeah,
anything that's got like robots and futuristic stuff, it's like corny. You know, it's like, oh, in 2018 there will be flying cars, and there's never flying cars. I mean,
yeah, but this one didn't really have flying cars.
No, but I'm just saying, like it, that type of thing. When was RoboCop supposed to be set?
Right about now, I think. Yeah. I think it's like 2024, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. I could be wrong, but there's a lot of stuff like privatizing cities. And things like that that I don't think are that far-fetched at this point.
That's true.
So I recommend you go back and watch it again. It's that one I like to watch whenever it comes on. It's been a while since I've seen it.
But man.
RoboCop, it just says in the near future.
So he says, I wouldn't mind a Running Man remake. That might be pretty cool. I could see that, because that's another movie that if you did it right.
I feel like they've redone that already, but I might be wrong.
Yeah. Somebody says Crocodile Dundee reboot with Danny McBride will be hilarious. You know what? I think Danny McBride, maybe his act is kind of worn thin because
he's a one-trick pony.
Yeah.
He's the same character in every single movie.
Yeah, and I tried watching that Vice Principals because it had, I thought with those two guys in there, it'd be hilarious. It was just awful. It just wasn't funny. And it just, maybe you're, you know, maybe just tired of the act, I guess. I don't know. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to text the show. Logan's Run, I always thought they should remake. That was a good one.
I don't need any more. Unless somebody's going to remake Porky's, I don't need any more remakes.
Well, no, but I think if you're going to do them, it needs to be something that could be done better. You know what I mean?
Right. Because there's some stuff like somebody's going to one day try to redo Animal House and it's going to be
disastrous. No, you can't do that. It's certain classics you cannot touch.
Like it's too good.
Yeah.
Caddyshack.
Animal House, Caddyshack, you can't touch those. You can't.
You would think that would have been the case for Ghostbusters, right?
Yeah, and they had to put, oh, don't do this. You know what's going to happen.
An all-female RoboCop cast?
No, an all-female Animal House.
Oh, that'd be horrible.
It's going to be a sorority instead of a fraternity.
I think we've seen that. Isn't that like Neighbors 2?
Yeah. Yeah.
That movie.
Which, by the way, was nowhere near as good as the first one.
No.
The first one was actually pretty good.
You know what it lacked? Nudity.
Yeah, I did not find that very funny.
Man, Murphy Brown, and this is what started the conversation, went for 10 years.
That's a good run.
88 to 98.
That's long enough. You don't need to bring it back.
Yeah, leave it alone. People are going to try to bring back Frasier and everything else.
Well, I'll tell you something you should bring back, and it's a good thing. That's the Wednesday tournament tonight at Lions Poker Palace.
Bring it back, baby.
They have $80 plus a $20 seat fee to get in. Starts at 6:30, but if you can't get there right away, you can get in until about 7:45. $3,000 guaranteed to first place. Who can't use $3,000? And man,
Chong, he doesn't need it. He's management. He doesn't need that money.
Yeah, he's probably okay, but I could use it. You could use it. Our listeners could use it. And I got to tell you, man, this place is fantastic. The tournament setup is great. There's some really good players there, so you get a chance to go and just play some solid cards in a great atmosphere. And by the way, you'll pick up points for a chance to go to the World Series of Poker. The top 30 players who collect points between now and June 10th will play in a free roll. The top 10 are going to get $10,000 seats to the World Series main event. You get to fly in a private jet. It's just going to be a first-class deal. And it's no surprise because everything at Lions is first class.
Yep, the table's beautiful. The atmosphere is great. The food is great. Late night kitchen, BYOB. They've got tournaments every single day of the week. They've got TVs all over the place. Follow them on Facebook, Lions Poker Palace, for all the tournaments and events information, or just stop by and see it for yourself. 6134 Richmond Avenue. You mentioned that you heard about them from us. You get your first 2 hours of play for free. You're going to love this place, 6134 Richmond Avenue for Lions Poker Palace.
This.
Going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Darling Way presents Here's Your Masters of Love. Fred the Falcon and AJ with Beth Liebling.
And we're back on the Blitz. Before we get to Beth, how about this? Win a 4-pack of tickets to Sam Houston Race Park. Join me Saturday night, complimentary buffet. Sit in the special ESPN section this Saturday from 6 until 8. It's their food truck festival night, plus special Houston Astros World Series celebration with the World Series trophy, Orbit, and Astros legend Art Howe. Get all the info and tickets at shrp.com. Caller 25. You are going to be hanging out with me Saturday night. All right, let's go to beautiful Las Vegas, where our buddy Beth is. What's going on, Beth?
Hey, it's wonderful. I'm here in Las Vegas for the Adult Video Network AVN Awards, and so it's Adult Entertainment Expo.
Who do you think is going to win Best Anal DP?
I don't know. I'd have trouble telling you if that was even a category, let alone who was nominated for it. But, yeah, sorry, aside from that. But I am walking around and seeing stars all over the place and cam girls and talking to people. It's just, it's crazy interesting. So I'll have, yeah, I just don't know too much about what awards are. I'm not up on those movies either, so, yeah.
Well, fine.
So, yeah, well, who are the stars you're seeing?
There's a woman, my favorite so far is this woman, Lacey Starr. She's from the UK. She is, she won an award for being a MILF and a GILF. So she is a therapist turned cam star. Now she produces porn movies also, which she tends to star in. And get this, she is 58 years old. I love it. You know, I just love it.
I don't like that old lady porn.
She's got so much personality, though. She was just cool. She's just attractive. She's got this energy. You can't help but, like, I just spotted her across the room at a party last night and had to go up and talk to her because, you know, some people just have that magnetic personality, and that's it. So now I'm going to have to get one of her her DVD, her films or something, and let y'all see it. But I can't wait to see it because she's really pretty cool.
I'm usually okay with ILFs, but when you put a G in front of it, it makes me a little nervous. I'm just saying.
It's too much.
Yeah. I know. Isn't it funny? And you know me. I just like that that's it. But then there's another one that's more traditional. She is just a MILF. Her youngest, I think, is maybe 13 or something. And this woman was just hot, long, blonde hair. Great. You know, just a chest that sticks out from here to there and a teeny tiny waist and legs from here to forever. Just absolutely stunningly beautiful. The fact that she is a mother and still looks like this is absolutely just beyond, it blows my mind. So, yeah, that's pretty cool. And it's so interesting because their kids also know what they do and everything, and I like that. There's a lot of pride being shown from a lot of the performers and everything here, and I think that's helpful, and I think it's way... I think it makes this environment much healthier for everybody concerned. We met some really adorable cam girls the other day, and I've got a little video I'll have to post on social media soon, because they were talking about how their parents know, their family knows what they're doing, their parents are helping them make sure that they save their money, they give them advice about their career and stuff and help them review contracts, and it's really quite interesting, and they're smart. They're smart young women making really good money and trying to plan for what their next step is going to be. So I got to give them a lot of props.
Well, Beth, I know you want to give some people some suggestions for Valentine's Day, but before we do that, can I just tell you, I think we found the perfect guy for you.
You did?
Yes. 54-year-old David Joyner used to be Barney the Dinosaur. He is now a tantric sex guru. So
That's awesome. You're
a guru. He's a guru. He used to be purple. You're very purple. I think this might work.
You know, I am so touched that y'all are looking out for me like this. That's really, really sweet. And you know me so well that you're absolutely right. All of those things totally turned me on. So, wow. Yeah, I can't wait. Y'all want to reach out to him and see if we can arrange an introduction?
Yeah, I think you should do that. And then you can talk about your date on air. Did he dress up like Barney? Yeah, you know, was that a turn on because he's purple? Is that a little creepy? I don't know.
You know, right? I'm not really a stuffy, you know, person. One of these people who is usually turned on by people in stuffed animal costumes.
You're not a furry,
but purple. Yeah, sorry, furry. Sorry, my brain. But I got distracted by the thought of purple because I was like, maybe I'd be a furry just for a purple.
The purple Teletubby, you know? Died, so that's one less chance for you.
Yeah, no, that's too bad.
Orbit has no chance, though, because he's green.
But I love that he went from Barney to being a tantric sex guru. That's awesome. Yeah, sounds like my kind of person.
I always wanted to be a guru of some sorts, but it doesn't really work for me.
Yeah, I'm like the goofiest guru. I'm pretty sure that, yeah.
That should be your Twitter. The goofiest
guru.
Yeah,
that could be. Right, goofy guru. There you go.
All right, so let's get to it. You wanted to make some suggestions for Valentine's Day.
Yes, because I know, and it's coming up so soon, and I already am hearing people start to really worry about how to make Valentine's Day successful. A lot of women are just getting ready thinking they're going to be disappointed. A lot of guys are almost ready just to give up and because they feel like they can't possibly do anything right. And I can't stand that. I think we should all be celebrating love, you know, any day, but especially on a day once a year, we just make a big point of just celebrating love all over the place. And so, so here's my suggestions. Five things that can make a good Valentine's Day. First thing is make it personal. Don't just run out and go to a store and just grab something and throw it in a box and wrap it up. Think about who it is that you're trying to please. Think about who that person is, what they might like, and get something specifically for them in mind. And that does not mean that you have to spend a lot of money, right? No matter who your lover is, who you want to express your love to on Valentine's Day, they're going to like some things that are inexpensive and some things that are very expensive. And you can pick whatever it is within your budget that fits that, but it needs to be personal. You know, for me, it could be making me homemade chocolate chip cookies would be just awesome and not cost very much. It could be for somebody else, cooking them a really nice, healthy dinner could be great. So think about who it is, make it personal, and plan, because they want to know that you've actually thought of it. They want to know that you're looking forward to it. They're looking forward to it. They're hoping for things, and planning is just, it's how much brain power you put into it and stuff. Don't just look like you know, I'm going to be home late tonight in half an hour because you're stopping by someplace and grabbing it. That just doesn't feel good to anybody. So plan it, and then think about timing, because Valentine's Day is on Wednesday this year, which makes it a little bit tough. Sometimes people don't want to celebrate during the week, but if you aren't going to celebrate on Valentine's Day, I suggest you celebrate early, because if you wait until after Valentine's Day, your lover is going to think that you totally forgot and that you're making it up. So unless you really tell them beforehand and do something, give them a really sweet card, et cetera, and tell them you're going to surprise them that weekend, otherwise just do it early. So think about your timing. Put some effort into it. Don't just get a card and sign your name and forget to seal it. Don't do sloppy wrapping paper, whatever it is. Don't be having dinner an hour late because you forgot to go to the grocery store. If you're cooking for them, whatever it is, put some effort into it, which is why I wanted to make sure I started talking to people now, because now you've got a couple of weeks. It doesn't have to be huge, but little bits of these things, planning and effort now will make it go really well. Make it sincere. Don't be like, oh, God, I just did this because I knew it was important to you. Be sincere. If you love somebody, let them know, and make your efforts for Valentine's Day show how much you love them. And be glad that you get a chance to show them. So a lot of people say, oh, well, I could show them love all the other days of the year. Well, that's absolutely true. I strongly suggest you do so. But on this day, just show them a little bit of extra love, because why not? It's just a day. It's cool. It's once a year. We just do extra whipped cream, extra love on Valentine's Day. Okay, and then make sure it's appropriate. And by appropriate, I mean that if your lover just had a baby 3 weeks ago, getting her a piece of, you know, stringy lingerie is probably not going to feel very appropriate to her, even if 6 months ago, or actually 10 months ago, she might have really liked it. So think about that. Don't schedule a late night if you know they're going to have to wake up and early the next day. Don't schedule something for Valentine's Day if you know that you're going to have family over, or if they're going to have other obligations or things that they, you know, they're going to have to miss some meeting or something like that. And don't blow the family budget on this just because you're trying to make a big grand gesture and make your partner feel bad or anything. So make sure it's appropriate. So that's it. Make it personal, put planning into it, effort, sincere, and make it appropriate. And I think with those, and then it'll just work. And those would be the things, if you came to Darling Way and we tried to help figure things out, those would be the things that we would take into account to try to help you figure out and plan something that's going to be special and full of love. And then the nice thing is, once you have a good Valentine's Day, then the next year you both start looking forward to it again. And that's really cool.
All right. So, tell people what you have on the show Saturday night.
Oh, on the show Saturday night, we're talking all about fetishes. All sorts of different fetishes and crazy, weird things that get people turned on, including it might be some people are into body odor. Some people are into feet. Some people, I don't know, I could go on and on. There's so many, you know, we say crazy because if it doesn't turn me on, it's crazy. What turns me on to me makes perfect sense. So basically whatever, and that's it. But there's some really kind of funny ones, and there are people that are into certain amputees. There are certain people, we've talked, you know, about people that like little people, whatever it is. So that's, we're going to talk all about some different crazy fetishes and what turns people on. So that'll be fun.
All right. Tell them about the shop and where they can go if they want to get some more advice from you on this.
Thank you. It's, Darling Way at 3423 White Oak Drive in the Heights. And we're in full steam for Valentine's Day. So come by. I come back on Saturday. I will be in the shop. My team is there. We can definitely help you. Like I said, and you can come into the shop and don't ever feel like you have to spend a bundle. Tell us what your budget is. If it's $10, we'll help you find something and help you plan a way to present it and have an activity and a date that still feels awesome and makes her feel special and makes you feel loved and everything. And then also, by the way, my book launch is, it's next Tuesday already, January 30th at the shop, again, Darling Way. And we'll have my paperback copies of the book with color illustrations. And that's Tuesday, January 30th, 6 to 9 p.m. I will do a reading from the book. And I will be there, and I will be happy to sign the book, as many copies as people want. And that's kind of, I hope that's going to be a really nice Valentine's gift for people that'll last them for all year long. And they'll have prizes and giveaways. And, of course, we'll have wine and nibbles. And
nipples.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So. That's it. Yes. All right. So, Fred and AJ, start thinking about Valentine's Day because you know next week I'm going to be like, okay, what are y'all going to do?
Well, let us know who wins best new starlet, and I'm going to try to rent a movie with her for Valentine's Day.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I bring? I'll bring home a movie. I think your wife might like.
No, too, my wife hates pornography, so don't bother.
Oh.
She's anti. Okay. Yeah.
Ah. Oh. Darn. Okay, well, I'll try to find something else. But I'll bring something. I miss you guys. I'm sorry not to be there in studio, but thanks for letting me touch base with y'all, even over the phone. It's better than not seeing you or hearing your voices.
All right, Beth. Well, thanks a lot, and we will talk to you again next week.
Thanks. Bye, everyone.
All right. Have a good one. So maybe you'll make her really happy and want to impregnate her, and if you do that, you probably need to go to Man Centers first.
Yeah, or if you're having trouble doing that, they'll take care of that at Man Centers, too. Whatever your issues are, man-related, Man Centers has you covered. One great thing they've done is they had the last couple months they were doing the free general male wellness checkup. That's a permanent thing now. It's been such a successful program. They're doing it all the time. So they're breaking down the barriers that are holding you back from becoming a healthier man in 2018. There's no excuse. That's $150 value. Schedule your free general male wellness checkup today. And maybe you might be one of these people who are suffering from metabolic syndrome. If you've got a large waist size, high blood pressure, high triglycerides, low HDL or good cholesterol, high blood sugar, or maybe you have sleep apnea symptoms, you may be having problems with this this metabolic syndrome. And Man Center's focus is not simply treating the symptoms, but correcting the underlying problem that's causing the poor health. They want to get you back on track. Call them today to set up your appointment, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com to book your appointment online. Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell in the Memorial area, off 288 in Pearland, off 249 in Tomball, and now in Bel Air. It's Man Center's, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives. So we'll
to the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Let's give away another four-pack to Sam Houston for Saturday night. Join me. You can enjoy a complimentary buffet. You sit in the special ESPN section. this Saturday from 6 until 8. It's their food truck festival night plus special Houston Astros World Series celebration with the World Series trophy, Orbit the Astros mascot, and Astros legend Art Howe. Get all the info and tickets at shrp.com, and you can get your picture taken with the World Series trophy when you're out there Saturday.
You don't have to pay for it?
I don't know about that. I just know you can get your picture taken, and I'll be upstairs. Caller, what's a good number? 29.
Oh, that's a big number.
Well, I like the streamers to get their chance at it. So, Lamont had asked earlier, did Richard Justice work for me when I was at the Chronicle? I actually am the one who pushed to make him a columnist. There was some resistance from one of my bosses, who, and we fought it for years, and then we finally got him in, and he did great. So, also promoted Jerome to columnist. That was one of my last acts as a sports editor. But yeah, Richard's a very talented dude. He's at MLB.com, and he's, you know, one of the baseball gurus of the planet now.
Yep.
So, yeah, there you go. The and a couple of things that I don't know if we have time to dive into because we
got late in the show already.
It's late in the show. There's only a few minutes left in this segment, and then we got deaths the next segment, which are pretty good, I have to say.
Better week than last week?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we have a porn star, for one thing.
Okay, that's good.
This is a really strong week.
Okay.
I'll just tease it a little bit. We've got two of the greatest gangsters, or most well-known gangsters. We've got...
Tupac?
No.
Oh.
We've got a legend, a Blitz legend. We've got a couple of legendary football coaches. And, two Blitz legends, really. Yeah. And a serial killer that's right up your alley. I mean, this is going to be one of the better collections of deaths that we've had in quite a while. This is not quite as good as the week that Gary Gygax died, because that's a pretty strong week. But this is up there, I have to say. And it got a boost from somebody who died last year during this week. So there you have it. By the way, Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis is back tonight. Glenn is back in the country.
Look at him.
So I'm walking around out there.
Live show tonight?
Yeah, looking all sharp.
What?
So I do have a poker story for you that I think we have time for. Have you ever been at a table when the bad beat happened? You don't play a lot of cash, so probably not.
Well, you're talking about like the bad beat prize of the day.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of these casinos, what they have is a bad beat jackpot that builds and builds and builds until somebody suffers a really bad beat. I was at a table once at one of the underground poker rooms that was doing it, and we all got money just for being at the table. And I think it was like $27,000 was what the pot was at the time. And I remember the guy being really pissed because he had pocket sixes. The flop comes 6-queen-6, and basically they both wind up all in. Queen on the turn, and it was pocket queens against pocket sixes. Yes. And so he's bitching. I can't believe it. And all of a sudden, it's like, dude, you just won the bad beat.
Worth more than the pot?
Way more than the pot. Yeah, so he got really excited. And
because if you lose with quads, I'm sure that's like a massive payoff.
Well, it's whatever the pot is.
Right, but so, I mean, like, don't they usually, like, if you lose with a full house, you don't get paid the same as if you lose with quads.
Yeah,
right?
But full house generally doesn't do it. For a bad beat jackpot, it's usually quads.
And sometimes
it's quads that are eights or better even.
Okay.
That you get beat with. So, yeah, so if a straight flush beats your quads, then you're actually happy. So, basically, at the Motor City Casino, the bad beat jackpot had got over $1 million. So, basically, in this particular hand, guy kind of had the same thing happen. He had quads, got beat by bigger quads. Mm. So at first he wasn't happy, and then he found out.
What was the jackpot?
He wound up collecting $427,000.
Oh, wow.
For losing. The winner of the hand got $215,000.
My goodness.
The other four table playing at the table got $100,000 just for being there. That's a pretty good day. That's one where I would not mind losing at all.
For sure.
But, yeah, this was threes against queens. They got beat. So he had quad threes.
My goodness.
$1 million at the Motor City Casino.
Yeah, you expect to win with quads. I mean, that's almost a lot.
Yeah, you're not folding that under any circumstances. And Yeah, that's why. But yeah, I've only been at one table where it actually happened. I was in, I think it might have been Coushatta. I was in there when somebody hit it for, and it was really big too at that point. I think it had gotten over 100,000. And boy, everybody went nuts at the table.
Let me ask you this one.
I was playing the tournament, though. I wasn't playing cash at the time.
Let's say you've got the low end of quads. Like, let's say you've got sixes. You've got two in your hand, two on the board. And then there's three queens on the board. And he's betting heavy. Do you automatically assume that he's playing the boat, or he's got a bigger boat?
You know, that's a situation I don't know that I've ever been in.
Obviously, if you've got quads and there's only two of the other card on the board, you'd have to, like, the only way he beats you is with quads.
Right.
But, and
that's a tougher situation there. That might be an instance
that
where I think
the card makes it different.
It does, and it depends on how he was playing. And when did the queen come out? Did the queen come out on the flop and he's betting it? The first queen. Did it go queen 7-7 and you've got sevens?
Right.
Yeah. It would depend on how the hand played out, but I could see myself folding in that situation, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's tough, man. Yeah. That is tough.
I mean, if you put the guy on the queen, you got no choice, right?
You got to be disciplined.
But having said that, the odds of him having that card,
they're pretty low.
Yeah, because there's only one left. And, yeah, I'd have to do the math on that, but I don't know. I could see myself folding in some situations there. All right. We are going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listening to The Blitz.
Lock and load, boys.
On ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Make sure you check out SportsMap, sportsmap.com. John Granato has a really good column that'll be up in the morning. Looking at it now. It's very funny. And I have something from Patrick Creighton as well. Nate Griffin away in tomorrow. So a good collection of writers to check out. All right. Let's get to the deaths because we got some good ones here.
There.
We'll start with our political figures. I think this is as strong a collection of political figures as we've had in a while. Thurgood Marshall, 1993, first African-American Supreme Court Justice, dead at 84. Good run.
That's pretty good.
1973, Lyndon B. Johnson, dead at 64. Not a good run. 1965.
Underrated crappy president, by the way.
I would agree.
I don't care if he's from Texas.
You will fight in the fields and in the streets.
Winston Churchill, dead at 90. Hell of a run for Winston Churchill.
Yeah.
How about 1924, Vladimir...
By the way, underrated good guy.
Yeah. You got to watch that movie, man.
Because he wasn't American. We ignore him as much credit as he deserves. But, like, everybody else was a bunch of scaredy-ass...
Yeah, he wanted to bleep Hitler's bleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody else was just, you're taking over our country? Okay.
Yeah.
Here you go. Here's the keys.
Yeah, you need to watch that movie, man. That's
I do want to watch it.
1924, Vladimir Lenin, dead at 53. And 1793, Louis the 16th, dead at 38, lost his head over the French Revolution.
Wow.
All right, miscellaneous, 1950, George Orwell, dies in London at the age of 46. 1944, Edvard Munch, Norwegian painter. Okay, what the hell is that? He bequeathed all his work to the city of Oslo. All right, let's get to the best deaths. How about this? 2017, Mary Tyler Moore. Didn't you have her? She was on your list.
Yep.
Dead at 80. You got 20 points for her. All right. Here's your best deaths. 2012, Joe Paterno.
R.I.P. Joe.
Great coach. Oversaw rape. 2008, this is a Blitzer type guy, Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
Dies of a drug overdose at 28. I have his poster in my office. Here is a definite Blitzer. 1993, Andre the Giant.
Oh, he's a great one.
Dead at 49.
I don't know if he's a blitzer because the blitz didn't exist in 1990.
No, but if we had, he would have been.
He would have been in on.
No,
it.
Dude would have been drinking with us and
for sure.
And out drinking all of us, even though we're all pretty good at it. 1989, Ted Bundy killed up to 100 women during the 70s. Electrocuted at the age of 42. 1983, Paul Bear Bryant, dead at 69. And I promised you a couple of gangsters.
I thought Bear Bryant was a gangster.
No, Bear Bryant, I told you two coaches, Bear Bryant, Joe Paterno. Okay. Two potential blitzers in Heath Ledger and Andre the Giant. A serial killer in Ted Bundy, which you would love.
Yeah.
How about this? 1947, Al Capone.
That's a good gangster.
Dies of neurosyphilis at 48. Actually, he's a big name. I don't know that he was that great of a gangster. This guy was. This guy is in my top five in my gangster ratings. Charles Lucky Luciano, dead of a heart attack at 65 in 1962. 65 is a pretty good run for a mobster.
Yeah.
You're not getting shot. I got to find those. I actually did my mobster ratings. I can't remember where he was. He was up there, though.
Have you done serial killer ratings?
No. Okay. See, that's more your thing.
Yeah, I do like serial killers. I like true crime. I like.
Yeah. I watch that mobsters thing on, I don't know what channel it is. It's a history channel or what, but I watch that thing anytime it's on.
I watch sometimes on, there's a channel called Reels.
Yeah.
I like to watch sometime. They have a bunch of serial killer stuff, and I watched the show. This, I guess it was like last week, or maybe it was when it was really cold and we couldn't come to work.
Yeah.
I watched a show where Linda Kasabian, who was like the Manson family member who turned on the rest of them, like she told the whole story of everything from her point of view and like how she ran away from them and then she turned on them because she was the only, she was the one who, there were three chicks and one dude went on the Sharon Tate murder. And she was the one who they told to be on the lookout, so she didn't actually kill anybody, so she was able to turn states on them. And pretty cool story. I guess she's still in hiding to this day. Like, she doesn't tell anybody where she lives, and they, like, hit her face because there's still people who worship Charles Manson that want her dead. People are crazy.
Oh, they are. What was I watching? It's not Dateline, but it's something like that where it was on the other night, and it was a real good thing about a murder. And I like stuff like that, too, but I can't remember what the show was. All right, here's your dead porn star. 2006, Anna Molly died from?
Drug overdose.
Car accident.
Damn it.
Anna Molly.
No drugs?
No, there might have been drugs,
Did they do an autopsy? Tox?
It just says
screen?
It just says car.
It's garbage. All right, fine.
All right. That's going to wrap it up. Great job today by Jong Lee. Great job by AJ Hoffman. It was all right today. I want to thank Beth Liebling for joining us. We'll do it again tomorrow. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.